Thank you.
No matter where I go, I go to the crowd.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Case number 10,921, Stephen Royer, south of Route 54, west of Grant Avenue, being lot 37 within Cape Windsor Development. A variance from the side and rear yard setback requirement.
Get your name and address for the record.
Steve Royer, 1036 Calhoun Road, York, Pennsylvania.
I forgot my paper somewhere. Did you get that other case? If you can put your right hand there.
Yeah, I'm.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Okay, I was just trying to make sure. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request, sir?
Yes, I will. The home is located at
38854
Grant Avenue. And it's an existing community, Cape Windsor development, where restrictive covenants seem to have provided the setbacks for the improvements, which included a 10-foot from the street, 5-foot from the side yard lines, and 15 feet from the bulkhead. I have a copy of the original deed, which stated the original covenants, which kind of verifies all this, and I'm sure you're probably aware of it if you've had other.
Yes, sir.
But actually, our requirement's 20 feet from the rear, even though theirs are 15.
We would like to use the community setbacks for the existing home there, and we would like to add to it and move out in the rear yard and on the side yards to develop some outdoor living areas and some additions on the building or on the home. The community has different established setbacks for improvements from the code at this point. And we feel there's a variance necessary to enable more effective use of this property for us at this time. We did not create the problem here. The home was an existing home. We bought it in end of May of this year. As far as the will of variance, all of the essential character of the neighborhood, we're asking to do something similar to the existing improved properties in the area. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property? We say no. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No. Will variance represent the least modification possible of the regulations at issue? We would like to make this home similar to others that are located in the area. Most of the homes in that section have elevated decks that go out closer to the canal. This house was constructed in a proximity that's so close to the canal, we can't put a reasonable addition in the form of a deck and a second floor and be able to stay within the current guidelines. So we're asking to go out to the setback that was established when the lots were laid out. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? We think it is. In regards to the what I've stated about the existing homes in the area, I have some photographs or like aerial surveys off of Google that kind of show the other houses. The first one here shows the houses in the immediate area. The one with the big red X is the one that we own. And it shows the decks on the ones that are on either side. We would not even, there's an existing concrete patio which shows light there at the front of our house that extends 10 feet from the house at this point. And it shows that even if we went out to that 10-foot distance towards the canal, we would still not be out as far as the existing decks that are one just on the one on the property next door to the south and two doors up to the north. There's kind of an established line there of where things have been constructed to, and we are not even asking to go as far as that line. The second picture kind of shows the adjacent deck with the concrete patio in front of our house, and then the deck adjacent kind of lines up pretty much with that existing concrete deck, which like I said, is 10 foot out right now, and there's a set of steps that go down from that deck also. So the steps go out even further than the deck on that side. The other side of the home, similar situation, two doors down, there's a deck that sticks out about the same distance as the one on the south side. And these are just some other photographs showing the same area as well as kind of the general neighborhood. All the homes are constructed in close proximity to the lagoon there. This is a lagoon community, and you know it's been developed as such to take advantage of the lagoon views, lagoon access, and we're just asking to kind of be conform with the rest of the community and be allowed to do what's been done in the past and when it was laid out and more recently. So put these together again. That addresses the front. The side yard is a similar situation. Many of the homes, I should say, are built within 5 foot of the property lines. We're asking to be, I think, 5'6" on one side of the property, and a little bit more than 5 foot on the other side. And there's a couple photographs here that show looking back the side lot lines, which show houses across the street that are built well within 5 foot of the property lines in both cases. We also have done we turned in a drawing when we submitted our application, and it was not as good as it should have been. We kind of were down here. You know, this is a vacation home for us, and we were down here, and we just wanted on a weekend, decided we wanted to make the application, so we did a hand sketch, but I have a better drawing. If it'd be helpful for you to look at to see what we're asking to be done. I have two copies over here. And it was previously submitted with the application, a recent survey from this summer that did show the location of the home. I think that's all I have at this point.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
Where does the hardship here come into play where you're saying it's a hard, you know, what do you, answer that question.
Yeah, we're saying that, you know, we'd like to have permission to improve this property to the level of other properties that are in the neighborhood. And this house was placed on the property when it was built in not a very good position to be able to do that. So I guess our hardship is that we would like to, you know, make this conform with the and have the opportunity to enhance this property to meet the what's generally been accepted in the neighborhood.
Because your dwelling you have now meets the standards in the back. It lines right up with everything, but you want to go up with this, is that correct? Go up second floor?
There would be, where we're moving out towards the canal, there would be a deck on the lower level, and above it would be a small addition over a portion of the deck. If you look on the drawing.
Yeah, it says bedrooms there.
Yeah, expanding one bedroom on the second floor.
Okay, and then you want another deck on the other side, is that correct?
Yeah, we kind of wrap, the deck would wrap around the house.
And then you want a new car garage, right?
Just expand the garage for some storage room in the back and on the side yard. Well, however, the addition on the back would not encroach into the county setbacks, if I'm correct there.
The 20 feet?
Yes.
And how about the new bath there? Is that attached or detached?
It would be attached, yes.
Okay. Yes. And that's 5 feet from the line?
That's right.
Yeah, I got that one there.
Sir, was there any other decking around that? Did you tear anything off? There's no decking on that place at all?
Right now, it's just the entrance decks on either side. There's one at the on each side yard that goes out about 4 feet or so. I think the one photo might show it, and it shows it on the drawing, I think. And in the front, it's just a concrete slab on the grade.
The front, the concrete, is there concrete around the sides too?
Yes, it's a concrete sidewalk on the south side.
So you're just going to go all the way around where concrete was at?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
You're going where the concrete was at all the way around for the decking? Or you're making the decking wider?
I'm not sure. Do you remember?
The deck is up.
He's asking, are we going beyond the concrete sidewalk here?
Just with part of a new concrete sidewalk.
Yeah, no, with this deck, though.
No.
No, okay.
No.
So you're going to this, you want it this far with it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the existing concrete
there. Okay.
Oh, okay. It's no different then.
So it's sitting the same footprints in it.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Pretty much right in the same place. Same
yeah, footprint. It'll just be right.
Yeah, yeah. That's where it looks. Further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to take the this case under advisement.
Okay.
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards. And a second by Mr. Mills, that we take case number 10,921 under advisement. In favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Yes.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Galloway? Aye. Sir,
what
your
happens?
Has been taken under it. Your case has been taken under advisement.
What does that mean?
What that means, there may be a decision made or later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay, and then the hearing is closed. There's no more testimony to be, you know.
Understand.
Or just for the board to deliberate.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Case number 10,000.